What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. We're gonna get the night moving with Blitz. What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. Getting the night started with Blitz and Razors in the Night. Now, that person you hear coughing in the background, that would be the lovely rude girl Jessica.
Nope.
Got Jessica muted. What's going on,
what's
Jessica?
What's going on, Pogo Land?
How the fuck you doing,
I'm
Jess?
I'm good. I'm tired. Very tired.
Yeah, tired. Yes, it was a long week indeed. But last weekend, we just had the Punk Block Party. Maybe you've heard of it. Now, you know I'm talking about Blank 77, the Oi Scouts, the Damn Broads, Old Tigers, Sick 86, the Parasitics, the Road Sodas, Clerical Error, and Video Massacre. That show was a fucking blast. We'll be talking about it, recapping it throughout the night, I'm sure. But you guys don't even have to listen to our recap because I have the entire show recorded. I think the only thing we didn't get was the first two songs of the Road Sodas. Got a pretty decent sound quality on it, and we did interviews with lots of the bands. We did an interview after the set with Larry from the Parasitics. After the Blank set, we did one with him. We did with Mike Blanks. Fuck him. We did. We also got Chris from the Oi Scouts and Blind Society up there. That was fun. And we had Ines from the Damn Broads. So probably around Monday, this Labor Day weekend, I'll have off. I'm going to really edit this shit up nice. I don't know how I want to release it. I mean, I guess we'll put up maybe somewhere. We'll put up one big ass file. It's a 6 hour long file. So I don't know if we're going to do that. And we will also be splicing out some of the interviews, working them into podcasts. Excuse me. The sound's actually pretty decent.
Yeah, it sounds
and I mean
good.
We have the live set, so we're definitely gonna be chopping it up, editing it. You might hear some of the live tracks on Pogo, so we'll have to check it. You guys will have to check it out. I've already checked it out. Not totally, though. To be honest, I haven't had a damn thing set up in this studio because I pretty much had to move it out to the alternative gallery.
I'm excited to check it out more, though.
Oh, yeah. Because,
like, from what we heard, it sounds awesome.
Yeah, we just hooked the computers up and fucking listened to the playback and everything. And it's more than hooking up the computers. I mean, we had to hook everything up and starting about 2 hours late. But, yeah, so it sounds like, you know, it was definitely a good time. You know, it was great having the Oi Scouts there. Their first show on the East Coast in 17 years. Got some news with the Oi Scouts too. But
and
you guys,
getting everybody together was good. It was a good time seeing
yeah.
everybody that we
you
knew.
Guys,
and
you guys will have to stay tuned for the news about the Oi Scouts, though. But yeah, so we were hanging out, and it was a lot of fun. We'll talk more about it as the show continues. And now, Jessica, we just opened the show with Blitz. I'm thinking we'll stay across the pond and do some Foreskins. Let's see if I can find a little track called Chaos. Here it is, coming off Oi, the album. Yeah, let's do some Chaos by the Foreskins.
Sounds good.
And we're going to dedicate it to the Drugettes. They like to cover that.
What do you think this is all about? You think this is a fucking costume?
That was the Foreskins on Pogo City Radio, coming off Oi, the album. And now that was a great compilation, as probably everybody on this, all of our listeners already know. But I mean, on Oi, the album, I think that was the song. Oh, no, the song that opened it up was the Cockney Rejects, Oi, Oi, Oi. And I mean, Chaos was on there. Most bands had two songs on there. For some reason, Coxbar only had the one, but it's the best version of Sunday Stripper out there. Loved that song. The Exploited had Daily News and fucking another one. I don't fucking remember. But yeah, there was definitely some good bands on there. Some weird shit on there a little bit too. What was that? I don't know who the fuck it was, but that song Jubilee, that shit was weird as fucking hell. And I'm not gonna lie and act like I know what Jubilee is. I know it has something to do with the Queen, and I know that the Sex Pistols wanted to release, or they did release, God Save the Queen on Jubilee, but I don't fucking understand what Jubilee is, because I'm not a wanker from across the pond. So do you know what Jubilee is?
No.
All right.
It definitely
has something to do with the Queen. Google it. If you hear the track on Oi, the album, it's fucking weird as hell. So since we're talking about all this Oi and all the British shit, let's do a little bit of the Abrasive Wheels, who you guys will be able to catch in Philadelphia at Voltage with the Pissed and the Oi Scouts at this year's Take This Bird and Shove It Fest. Here are the Abrasive Wheels now with Burn It Down.
Oh,
see Abrasive Wheels catch them Black Friday in Philly with the Oi Scouts and the Pissed and a bunch of other bands, but those are the three I'll be there to see mostly.
Yeah, I want to go to that.
Yeah, we're gonna go. Yeah, you guys, what the fuck? I think tickets are like $25. You can get the weekend pass for $50 or some shit. I don't fucking know. They got some weird sale going on that's probably over already. I think the first 50 people to buy online or some shit, we're getting it at a cheaper rate. But you guys probably missed out on that. But I know the prices rise as the date nears. So get tickets sooner rather than later. But talking about the Oi Scouts, let's get over to the block party. I mean, we had a blast, you know, a nice little turnout. If you guys weren't there, why the fuck weren't you there? And I had a lot of fun because, you know, the Blanks weren't extremely ecstatic that there wasn't a stage in the main room because the stage broke like 2 weeks ago, the risers. And so that sucked. But so I kind of tried to stay up front because there was people crowd surfing on the floor show. So there was a lot of Doc Martens flying at Mike and Renee's heads. So I felt bad since there wasn't the stage. So kind of stood up front and tried to push the Doc Martens.
Josh had a gash in his
fucking
eye.
Fucking Renee almost took Tim Fye's boot to the fucking face, dude. Like,
oh,
I dove.
He's got big feet.
I dove. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, Tim, not Tim, fucking Josh. I find him passed out in the front seat of my car. Out. He's got like this big swollen
he's like
eyebrow with this gash
like
on it.
Amount of stitches for his eyebrow. Like, for real.
And I don't know if it was a serious amount of stitches he needed, but he could have used two or three of them.
Tim Fye had lumps all over his face.
Yeah, yeah. Crowd surfing at the floor shows.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was definitely a lot of fun. I mean, the Blanks covered Sonic Reducer. We actually have it recorded. We have the whole
sounds
set recorded.
Awesome, too.
And, I mean, so many other great bands, too. The Oi Scouts was the first time I got to meet Chris, so that was fun. And they had Sal from Dirty Work, I guess, now from Canada, the band Dirty Work, now in the Oi Scouts. We've played Dirty Work on here before in one of the fan episodes. Maybe I'll see if I can find their band camp or some shit, bring them up now. So, yeah, talking about the Oi Scouts, they're booking a tour. Sounds like the Oi Scouts are back in full swing. I know they're doing the West Coast, and I'm hearing they might do some of Canada.
That's
so
pretty cool.
Pretty awesome.
Sal's from Canada.
Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, in the West Coast, you know, they did their little East Coast thing here, and now they got to go back out west and be rock stars. Yeah. Okay, all right. Well, we'll talk some more about the bands a little bit later. I'm gonna stay in Britain and do some of the adverts coming off Crossing the Red Sea with Bored Teenagers on Pogo City Radio. We're tripping into corners, finding ways to fill the vacuum. And that was the adverts losing my motherfucking voice. Talking about losing my voice, listening to some of the playback of that show, I mean, sometimes when I'm talking to people, I was talking to everybody literally as they were walking off stage. And so, I mean, I'm emceeing the goddamn thing, but I was definitely there to enjoy the fucking show, and I was. So I'm trying to play fucking roadie for the blanks. I'm trying to pogo to the blanks. I'm trying to sing for the blanks, and I'm running around the goddamn place hosting the thing, so I'm pretty fucking out of breath myself during some of these videos or interviews, whatever the fuck you call them. I think we have video too. Had a lot of difficulty, not gonna lie. A lot of difficulty with the video, but I was smart enough to back it all up with a Soul Audio. Had it go out live on the network. Great clarity. Hopefully you guys checked it out if you weren't able to come, and I'll be throwing up the recorded version in some aspects sometime soon. Now, the lovely rude girl Jessica ran out of here, went somewhere, as she so commonly does. I do not know where. Now, I don't know if you've noticed, but I've been a little bit more sober for some of these Pogo City radios as of late. I am not tonight. So let's hope this shit goes well. Fingers crossed, fingers crossed. But you know, when push comes to shove, I guess I'm just an upstart.
I'm an upstart. Hey, what are you gonna do? I'm an upstart. Listen, I'm talking to you. I'm an upstart. Hey, what are you gonna do? I'm an upstart. Listen, I'm talking to you. Seek out an identity. You alienate society. But face the facts. Why not admit it? I'm gonna be a race when I'm the one.
All right, that was the Angelic Upstarts on
Pogo City Radio
with my and probably everyone else's favorite track, I'm an Upstart.
Andrew.
Yes.
I'm an upstart.
Listen, I'm talking to you. All right. So, I don't know, kind of didn't mean to go with a theme tonight, but it kind of seems like we are. But I definitely got to get some of the bands we played at the punk block party, not to mention they're all like some of my favorite bands, so we play them every week fucking anyway. And so we're gonna get them up, but I'm gonna stick with the old school Britain shit and play one for Larry from the Parasitics. Here's 999 with Homicide.
Thank you.
me and Jessica both find it very peculiar that that's Larry's favorite band. Don't get me wrong, I like 999. I wouldn't say I love 999, but I'm definitely down with him. But it's just, it's surprising to me that that's Larry's favorite band. Yeah, definitely. All right. Now, once again, Larry and the Parasitics, those guys played at the Punk Block Party last weekend. Check in with his right off the stage interview. And now when I say interviews, I was kind of just bullshitting with everybody as they were walking off the stage, and we were all really tired and out of breath and probably pretty fucking drunk. And some people may have been a little bit more than drunk. But that's for stories off the air. But I don't know. Ah, shit, Jessica's muted. Yes, we do not mean us, and now Jessica is unmuted.
I'm back.
There she is. Guess who's back? Jessica's back. Back again. Tell your friend.
I saw this weird YouTube video the other day of some lady. It was just her in a with a mic in front of her chewing pickles, and it said, "Listen to this woman chew pickles." And I was like, why?
Jessica's
so
dumb
random.
Ass listened to it.
I did, though, for like 5 minutes.
Jessica gets stuck in all that shit. Yo, my attention span is
really
so
cool.
Fucking short. If it's a video on fucking Facebook that's more than like 15 seconds, I'm only watching the first 15 seconds. Jessica will watch these like 6 minute long videos.
Yeah.
I do not have the attention span.
I have the time. You know what I mean?
Oh, wait. But here's
work,
here's a real funny story for you, real quick. Now, talking about how I don't watch videos till the end. All right, so I come across this video on YouTube. It starts or Facebook. It starts playing automatically, and I just catch it. And it's some dude, buff ass looking skinhead motherfucker, right? And there's two cops all over him, beating the shit out of him, tasing him. Nothing is bringing down this guy. He's slamming everyone to the ground, and me, I don't really like the police.
Right.
So
that.
I'm like, oh shit, I gotta share this, and I share it, right? I go to show Jessica, and talking about how she watches videos all the way to the end, I was completely unaware of the fact that 20 seconds longer after I watched it, at the end of the video, it says, and this is what it means to be a white supremacist. I was like, oh shit.
Are you serious?
I did not realize, like, that it was like, I didn't realize that it was like two black cops and a white guy, because
that
was just irrelevant to me. I just saw someone fighting with the cops because I'm not racist, I guess. But yeah, definitely at the end of the video it says that's what it means to be white power. I had to delete that shit fast as fuck. I was like, holy shit, I have got to watch stuff before I put my, because I don't give a fuck. I'm not one of those people that think like Facebook is like all important and oh my god, what will the neighbors think? But like, I definitely don't want people thinking I'm a white power guy, that's
right.
For sure.
Especially with the shit that's going down lately around.
Yeah, right. But yeah, that was, glad it was only up for like 5 minutes. Glad I noticed it. I remember saying something. I think I made a post on it on Facebook. I said, like, I have got to watch videos to the end before I post them. And people started asking me, and I told them what it was. And people were like, oh, I'm glad you noticed, because I would have just, like, unfriended you if I came across that. Blah, 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 blah. I was like, yeah, I got to pay attention more. But why don't we go over and have a little bit of fun with the
Wild Card Bitches!
Let's hear
it! All right, the Pogo City motherfucking Wild Card. What this is a, when we want to play something a little off format. Sometimes it's from the 50s, sometimes it's from gangster rap. It's whatever the fuck we want it to be, because it is the
Wild Card Bitches!
Let's hear it!
There you go. Anything goes. Now, here's one you guys may not know of. And if you do know him, I bet you know him thanks to the remake of Dawn of the Dead.
Love
I'm talking
movie.
About Richard Cheese. Now, Richard Cheese is kind of like a jazz artist, if you will, but he does all cover songs, and here's some of the songs he does. We have a jazz cover of People Equal Shit by Slipknot. We have a jazz cover of Chop Suey by System of a Down, a jazz cover of Gin and Juice, and one of My Neck, My Back, My Pussy, and My Crack.
Ha!
But we're going to go with the most popular one, and that's from Dawn of the Dead. Now, if you know the movie, it's doing the little montage, not when they're getting ready for battle, but when they're just kind of having a party, when they're all just kind of
shopping
accepting it
and
getting drunk and everything. They start playing Get Down with the Sickness by Richard Cheese, and here it is now.
Feel that? Oh shit. Oh, wah, ah, ah, ah. Oh, wah, ah, ah, ah. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Madness is the gift that has been given to me. I can see inside you the sickness is rising. It seems that all that was good has died. Oh no, the world is a scary place. Now that you've woken up the demon in me.
Bobby, will you give it to me?
Two, three, four.
Oh. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me.
All right, that was Richard Cheese on
Pogo City Radio.
Hope you guys like that. I love that. You stupid sadistic fucking whore. Get down with the sickness. Yeah, I'm down with that. It's pretty fucking funny if you ask me. All right, so all that talk. Let's get to our weekly blank 77 play. It's just like a goddamn segment on Pogo City Radio. It wouldn't be a Pogo City Radio without some blanks 77. Now, what the fuck should we play? I don't know. While I look for something to play, if you guys were listening to one of the last week's shows, I played the old school version from the original 7-inch Unite and Pogo of She's Gone, which I love, and been bugging blanks. I want to see them do a rarities album. So you guys should go spam the shit out of them. Just blow them up. Just hit them up with all rarities. You got to do rarities. You got to do rarities. You got to do rarities. Tell them to do it because I want it to come out. So do it for me. Hook Andrew Bedlam up with a nice little solid. Let's go with a little classic here. This was definitely one of my first favorite Blank 77, along with another song on this album. The other song being Losing My Brain, and this one here is Suburbia.
All aboard!
All right, that was Blank 77 coming off Tanked and Pogoed with Suburbia. First track on the B-side, in case you were wondering. All right, now, earlier today you heard me talk about Sal from Dirty Work, newest addition to that new boy band, the Oi Scouts. So here's Sal. Here's Sal's original band, other band. I don't know what the fuck he calls it. I know they call themselves Dirty Work, and they're pretty fucking kiss-ass. Kiss-ass. Jesus Christ, I cannot talk. Kick-ass. I told you Andrew Bedlam was a little fucked up tonight. So from Toronto, Canada, here is Dirty Work with Out For You.
Every you, every you, oi, 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 oi. Every you, every you.
Right now, that was Dirty Work on Pogo City Radio, and Sal, who's singing there, newest drummer to the Oi Scouts. You guys can find more about Dirty Work if you over to dirtyworkofficial.bandcamp.com. That's dirtyworkofficial.bandcamp.com. Now, we've been talking about the punk block party. And the Damn Broads finally getting to come over and do a Pogo City Radio show. I know they had a lot of fun. Really glad they could make it. It was great to go hang out with them gals, talk to them about some punk rock, and just hang out at the show with them. A lot of fun. Glad to see you guys. And hopefully this week I'll have the little interview we did with Ines, the guitar player from the Damn Broads, up soon. So let's see. I'm going to play a track off Guilty As Charged. And here it is now, coming off Guilty As Charged, Negative Nancy, the Damn Broads on Pogo City Radio.
You think I'm an asshole, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Negative Nancy, you're making me sick! No one wants to hear you, bitch! You sit on your ass all day and all night! You do!
Negative, you stop bringing us down. Your pessimistic views are
All right, that was the Damn Broads on Pogo City Radio. Now, sorry, by accident, I cut that song like 3 seconds early, but it was done. It was done. I just hit the button a little prematurely. I prematurely ejaculated, I guess. I don't know. Shit, that was lame. Okay. All right. So where should we go to next? See, the lovely rude girl Jessica abandoned me up here. Left me by my lonesome. Pretty hard to run all this shit by myself. But, you know, Jessica just had to up and bail on me. Nobody loves me. I ain't got nobody. Nobody cares for me. But if the kids are united, they will never be divided. Here's some Sham 69 on
Pogo City Radio.
All right, that was Sham 69 on Pogo City Radio. Let's stick with this old school British theme and do one from Oi the album. Here's the Cockney Reject.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, now we've only got a couple minutes left. Let's kick off the end of the show, that makes no sense, with some Charge. GBH, Give Me Fire. That was GBH with Give Me a Fire on Pogo City Radio. Now, we're about to get out of here. I had something to say, but I don't remember what the fuck it was. GBH made me think of it. I don't fucking know. Oh, I had it and I just lost it. Holy shit, it was something about a show. Here we go. Here we go. Now I remember. Now I remember. Okay, I don't have any of the fucking details yet, but it's definitely happened and it's definitely going to be huge. And it's the next thing you guys are going to be hearing me talk a lot about. Pogo City Radio putting on a little thing called Queeftoberfest with the Queeftones coming out of Scranton. Now, if you guys were at the Blanks Scranton show, I don't know, last fucking month or something like that, Queeftones were there. We're helping them put on this huge big fucking show in October. Gonna be great. You guys won't want to miss it. It's gonna be at a nice venue too. Don't have too many of the details yet, but it's definitely happened. It's definitely happening, and it's definitely gonna be a lot of fun. And I am not doing a second episode tonight because I already cannot talk, and the lovely rude girl Jessica abandoned me up here fucking, I don't know, 20 minutes ago. And, you know, maybe I'll sit up here and I'll try and edit some of that fucking, that show we just had, the Punk Block Party. I can't think of names of shit tonight. I don't know how good I'd be at editing something. I think I'm gonna go and go to bed. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm just gonna go to bed. It's not even a fake yawn right now. Holy shit. Am I putting myself to sleep? How the fuck are you people still listening to me? I can't even hold my goddamn eyes open. Okay. So let's see if we can find a good closer. We got time for one, maybe two. Either way, I don't know. What do I want to hear? Do we want to stick with the old school British thing? We don't have to be that much on a theme. What do we play? What do we play? What do we play? Well, when in doubt, let's play The Business. Here they are with Hardcore Hooligan.
Radio.